Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all review a wine that received practically all of the decanter's points in Chateau Larouc, Bordeaux Rouge Supérieur. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Oui, oui, je m'appelle mon frère.
What?
So I think you just said my name is my brother?
Yes.
You said that? You don't actually speak French, though.
Not often.
I have been told by Hank you do kiss that way, though. Also on the show tonight is the Triple B.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh.
It's gross. I'm just going to go ahead and take myself off the show.
It's not gross. It's natural. Mm-hmm. Except when it's Hank and Scott. So, on tonight's show, as you had alluded to, we have Scott who kisses Hank. But nevertheless, we have a French wine on the show tonight. Namely, and I'm sure now that they know what we've started off the show with, they're glad that they're on the show tonight. Like, why can't we be on a show where they don't talk about Scott and Hank making out? Why can't we be on them?
But too bad. Out.
Too bad. Well, this is from the Ducourt properties in France.
Ducourt,
yes. Or Ducourt. They have a multitude of chateaus and different other things that we're going to talk about shortly. But this is one of their chateaus, the Chateau Larouc. Their Bordeaux Rouge Supérieur. It is their top of the line for this chateau. It's an actually Ducourt. Their lines are interesting. Their chateaus are interesting because it's all fairly basic Bordeaux reds. Not to say that they don't have some... Yes, basic bitch. Not that they don't have some higher echelon things. However, their focus is on the wines that you're at Giant Eagle or Kroger, not Kroger, but Giant Eagle, you go, a nice Giant Eagle, you go, what fucking Bordeaux is this? I've never seen this label before. It's like, who the fuck is this asshole label? They are that. I mean, they are like the who the fuck is this wine label. Maybe it's at Trader Joe's. You go, who the fuck? Well, it's Ducourt normally. Often it could be because they have a multitude of different chateaus. They own all of them, and they are one of the largest owners of chateaus and acreage in France. One of them. I'm not saying they're the largest. They have quite a few acres, and they produce a lot of different wines.
Do they have some lines that do have some gravitas?
I don't know.
This may have some gravitas.
That sounds like a no.
Well, I mean, if you went through the entire line, first of all, you never heard of any of them, pretty much. But I am sure they have some that cost more. This is in the teens. This cost, and I will look at the back of the label, it doesn't say.
It was a gift from Scott File.
Yes. $17.99, I believe, is what it costs. But that, I think, is what you're going to find, because a lot of these are AOC. Now, they do have things from Saint-Emilion. They do have some...
That's so unusual that the wine.com label didn't have the price on it.
It
always does.
But how'd you get your name on it?
Because he bought it.
Yours doesn't have names on it, does it?
Yes, it does.
Is this from Robert Dern on it?
I don't know.
I don't think it does, Rob.
I don't know. I don't pay attention that closely.
Huh.
Look at one of those bottles up there. I don't think the ones that you
That was
bought.
In my bad shipment where I had to return and the thing.
Okay.
So somehow it got gift labeled.
Okay, that's what,
yeah,
what
I was
it was.
Yeah, I was going to say, so. It's not...
I think it was $17.99, $18.99.
Mm-hmm, somewhere in that range. And this is the 15 vintage. So, Ducourt even further. If you dig deep... They will even make wines for you, for your own private label. They do this a lot for China. So say you have a business and you want to have, say, a house red that's a French wine. Well, Ducourt will do that for you. They will produce, say you have, you know, Slapdick Bistro, for instance, just to point that, just to say, that's not probably, don't use that name. You can if you want, but probably don't use that name.
I'm pretty sure that name is not taken.
It isn't. That's why I used it. I'm not going to step on anybody's toes, and there's no copyright infringement. No.
Never step on anyone's toes.
So say you have Slapdick Bistro, and you want to have Chateau Slapdick Bistro wine. Well, Ducourt will make you Chateau Slapdick Bistro Bordeaux, or maybe a Blanc. However, you could have white and red Slapdick Bistro.
They make rosés.
That you could have a pink Chateau Slapdick Bistro wine. You could do that. So that's very exciting.
Very exciting.
It's not for a purist, because you look at that and you go, huh? Because that kind of leads you into, who the fuck are these guys? But nevertheless, they do have some more serious wines, and this is one of those. They just don't necessarily charge a lot. So not knowing what, you can't track down like Chateau de Bergard du Court, Chateau Brault, Chateau des Combes, Chateau des Domenciers, Chateau de Hautes. I'm not even pronouncing it correctly. Chateau La Argo, Chateau Jacques Noir, Chateau La Rouque, Chateau Placience. I'm just making that up. Chateau Redon, okay. Chateau La Rose du Pin, Chateau La Rose Saint Germain, and Chateau de Vercot. I mean, those are their chateaus. Don't you like it how I just took this French language and just put it in a wood chipper? But that's okay.
You did. Or
did
something
I?
Something with it.
No one at home will actually go on the website and look them up and go, or maybe you will. I don't know.
I can't imagine
the way you described them. I would have pushed the plus 30 second button.
If you were listening, yes. And I just would have pushed the 15 second skip button on your ass. So, nevertheless, folks, we're going to take a break because we have to come back after that. Talk about this wine some more. And also, before we do anything in the next segment, we will guess the co-presenters' scores for this wine here.
Oh my gosh, okay.
On the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So the Chateau Larouque Bordeaux Rouge Supérieur. Now this wine...
I just spilled water all down myself. I'm already so cold.
It serves you right. Anyway...
Sorry, we're getting ready to have like a possibly elegant French wine.
Possibly. this wine, okay, it is Merlot, Cabernet, and Cab Franc. It's the left bank of Bordeaux. And when you see Bordeaux Supérieur, this is not from one AOC. So it's not from Saint-Emilion. It's not from Pomerol. It's not from. It can be from the satellites. And it can be from little different sites through different parts of Bordeaux. So that's what you're seeing with this thing. Think of it.
Would you say, though, that it's from their chateau, from the vineyard? It's
from the sites that they own. I mean, and then they have a chateau. From what I'm guessing, it is actually, here we go. And this, they give a little bit of information. Ducourt purchased this prestigious left bank property in 1979, which lies on the border of the Graves Appellation. The 60 hectare, or whatever the fuck is that word?
Hectare.
Hectare.
Hectolator.
Did you say hectator? I was like spectator.
I'm like looking through my mic. Phone.
Right now, hectator. The audience is 15 seconds going backwards to hear
hectator.
Rob has not had anything to drink. Not yet. I know it might seem like.
I do sniff glue, though. Vinny was rapidly replanted. I was using a carb cleaner a lot this afternoon, so, you know. Mm. Rapidly replanted in the Chateau building, which dates from, who cares? Our family now produces three different colored wines there. Ugh. Red, white, please don't talk that way. Colored.
Me?
Different colored. No, them. Okay. We have three different colored wines. It's like, okay, it's like me not being able to say Hector. Now you sound like
Hector.
That's why, yeah. We have three different colored wines. Hector. What the hell, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, shit. Red, white, and rosé. Okay, Jesus Christ. Anyway. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I, like, already want to go back and redo my score.
Do you?
Based off that. They make three different colors.
Yeah, I know. It's aged in oak and stainless. Aged in oak or stainless steel vats. Aging in oak for 12 months, bottling and aging in our cellars for at least 12 more months.
Some on this is probably translated because some of it's weird.
It reads really difficult.
Choppy, yes. So you can't make that much fun of it.
That's true. Well. Food pairings. Charcuterie, tapas, red meat, white meat, and cheeses.
On the back of the bottle, the food Jesus pairings is right. are red meats, barbecue, kiss of death, and cheese.
Cheese.
Barbecue. There's some kind of animal on the crest.
Is there?
I don't know what it is. It looks kind of like Pluto.
You mean a dog?
But I mean not like, what is that? A Great Dane?
Oh, down there. I think that's a deer, isn't it?
I don't think that's a deer.
I don't know. It is a quadruped of some sort.
It is a running animal.
It is a mammal. It's a mammal. It reminds me of when I worked at the Andersons, they had like they had like different meat salads, like ham salad, chicken salad, but we just called them animal salad.
So gross.
So gross. It's like, I don't know what the fuck that is. What cut is it? It's animal salad?
You know? So it's the pink animal salad. Yeah.
You get some animal salad for lunch? Yeah, I got some animal salad.
I didn't know ham salad was a thing until I moved here. Or like ham loaf. That's disgusting.
Turkey salad. Animal salad.
So good. Don't bash that.
Turkey salad?
So good.
That's scary.
It basically tastes like animal salad. So
no. Well, you take two things that are known for spoiling and you're adding them together.
Yeah, it's just
turkey, leftover turkey, and mayonnaise. I love mayonnaise. Eat a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. We know.
Turkey.
I like turkey. I had turkey for dinner tonight.
Did you? I'm afeard of turkey salad.
Oh, by the way, 300,000 bottles produced. Divide that by 12, Scott. Not in your mind. It's not possible for you to do that. But nevertheless.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'll do it then. Let me see it.
20,000. 25,000 about?
About that, yeah. Somewhere in that. So that's how many cases in the 20s, which is small production, but not too bad for a wine you never heard of, right? Now, Triple B.
There is.
What's that?
A review.
There's two reviews.
Am I reading them?
Yes. Now, I'll read a couple.
Please don't.
No. Don't worry about it.
Do you want me to read them in French?
That would be interesting.
I wanted to read them in French.
I took 2 years of French in high school. In Kentucky.
Yeah. French fries. Everybody, French fries.
Stop.
Now I'll try French fried chicken.
Stop.
French fried chicken. That's
Are we reading, reviews or?
That was third year.
Yes. Franco beans. What?
These aren't really reviews. These are awards.
Well, yes. There
what
are
year
reviews.
Are we drinking?
We are drinking the 2015. So. It's this page right there.
I found it.
You did. Yes.
I want to redo my score.
Too bad.
So this wine got an 89 from the Wine Enthusiast.
Yes.
While this wine does have wood aging flavors, it also has plenty of black currant fruitiness to bring out the crisp character. The ripe Merlot of the vintage is very evident in this potentially delicious wine.
They're not sure.
I know.
If it were,
did they even taste it?
If it were better, if it was mixed with something else, it, could be good.
Potentially, it's delicious.
If it potentially was so mixed with the Velvet Devil, I would like it. But
Then the decanter gave this the best value Bordeaux red, 95 of their points. Oh,
95.
Platinum metal.
Platinum metal.
You can't talk to them.
Platinum
metal. An attractive nose of mental oak, overlaying seductive dark red fruits with hints of black currant, leads into a complex palate with silky tannins. Soft, earthy flavors of dark cherry and currant matches silky tannins to finish.
Mm.
Double mention of silky tannins.
Now, you also did not mention that it got a silver medal from the Concours Mondial de Bruxelles. From 2017.
I think it's Brooks.
No, it's Bruxelles. I actually looked it up and I played Translate, so I listened to it. Bruxelles, because everybody knows about that. And it also got 15.5 points out of 20 from,
Guide Hubert.
Guide Hubert, yes. Which you wanted to know about that too, folks.
I think that description says something about the fruit. Black fruits that have a beautiful maturity, violet, I don't know that next word, and then something about tannins again.
All down there. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And de la vigueur in finale, so it must have a crazy finish. How exciting.
Mm, la vinegar on the finish.
Ne de fruit noir à belle maturité,
Villers Bois réglées. Oh, this is an older one. Yeah. The 2012, it says cherry plums, red currant, lifts a ripe blueberry, white pepper.
Avec the tannin, rond de grasse, du French fried chicken.
Oh,
du French fried chicken.
That's the Concours de Kentucky review. So. A 95 then from the decanter. Yes, that's correct. I was there that night. It was a crazy night. All five of them were there. They had a quorum, trust me. So, in the glass, once again, more Merlot predominantly. We would think, 50% Merlot, then probably 30, then, 20. Assuming that adds to 100, it does. For the Cab and the Cab Franc. Be my guess.
But no, I think it's
kind of a Saint Emilion kind of blend is what I would presume. It doesn't have the percentages there. I'm just guessing.
Wine.com did.
Did they?
63 Merlot, 32, and 5 of Rob's beloved Cab Franc.
It's actually on the back of the bottle. I didn't look at that.
Oh, there's that.
And by the way, they say you should drink this ideally within 15 years.
Thank you.
It says that.
That's so helpful.
Ideally within the next 15 years. So in 2030, this would still be good.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
I'm excited about this.
I am. Because in the glass, it looks proper.
The decanter sometimes gets it right.
No.
I don't know about a 95.
No. See, they get it wrong.
But we have had their annual selections of value price for a region, and we did well with that.
Well, they just get lofty. It is a lovely, deep crimson hue. Not very translucent. Still. Good legs.
Still?
Still.
As in not carbonated?
Yes. I'm trying to give it as many credits as possible. Doesn't smell like urine. I mean, anything that's positive. I'm trying to be positive.
It's wonderful in the glass. It's got great legs. Mm-hmm. Little tartaric acid crystals.
Oh, a little bit.
That's fine.
Yeah. On the nose, crushed berries.
I don't really get an oak off the nose.
Well, French Bordeaux, typically you're not pulling that out. You know, I think
there's a little cassis. Vanilla with the cassis in the background.
Yeah.
Maybe vanilla, yeah.
And in general, it's just a pleasant little nose. Mm-hmm. It's rather subdued. Yeah. A little more than a subdued nose, but it's not the biggest nose you're ever going to have. But it's very pleasant.
Well, I mean, if you think of like the Clarendel and those kind of things, I think it was a bigger nose than those.
Yeah.
It's a little more riper nose. Let's just be
for sure.
Because the crushed berries and the cassis are almost just a touch jammy-ish.
Mm.
Yeah, slightly. But it's nice.
I liked it.
It's a little more Americanized than some of the other ones, but it's not full-blown Americanized, so it's
not
pleasant.
Surprised by that style here.
No. So here we go.
Who's going in first?
Oh, I'm not scared of it.
I'm not scared of it.
It's what it is. It's what it should be. It's not fantastic.
It tastes like Bordeaux.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
The tannins are nice.
Yeah.
Tannins are nice. It's got a nice minerality, but it's has slightly jazzy cassis / boysenberry kind of bounciness to it. I like the mid palate because it has that little bit of a berry fruit, but it's more of a blue fruit. Mm-hmm. And underneath it is just a slight minerality / not quite tobacco, but it has a little bit of that herbaceousness right underneath the mid palate.
And it's the minerality is very pronounced.
Yes, yes.
And it's not a kiss. It's not a hint. It's the entire mid palate.
But it really does work well within the wine.
It does.
It's a balanced wine.
Yeah.
No, you better dig minerality. But then if you don't like minerality, why are you drinking Bordeaux?
Yeah. I mean that's why. I mean it has a little more fruit than some of the ones like the Chateau Durand Lepage. That's one that was more minerality than this.
How much did you say this was?
About 17, 18.
I think this drink's like a $30+ bottle of wine. It really does. It has a nice, nice mouthfeel to it. It really does.
It, you know, it, if someone said it cost that, you're not going to look at them and say, what are you fucking talking about? No. It, I mean, it tastes like definitely like the Chateau Grey Sacks and that kind of stuff that's right around the Medoc, cheaper Medoc stuff that's in the mid-20s that actually is pretty damn tasty.
Would you know this is Graves?
That's really getting technical if you can tell Graves from no.
Okay.
Although, I mean, one that is from, well, Pissac Logan. Léogan is the Chateau Smithault Lafitte. No. Now, for those that don't know, folks, like this Bordeaux versus Great Bordeaux, Scott. So like the Smithault Lafitte, like Saucillon du Malay, like the Lagrange, those kind. Tell them the differences there. First of all, let's tell them the difference. First of all, complexity is tenfold. On those, though, the ageability is so extreme. What you're getting is this, you're not getting necessarily that blue fruit. You're getting a wink of fruit, and then it's complex, herbaceous minerality.
Yeah. If this much fruit was expressed in, let's just call it a top end.
Yeah.
You're going to be wincing because it shouldn't have this amount of fruit.
Mm-hmm. I think that the blue fruit in this is such a nice, nice departure in red wine. When you see blue fruit, it's like, oh, this is just very lovely. Mm-hmm. I'm very really enjoying that.
Lovely mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful entry price Bordeaux.
It is a good Bordeaux.
I was trying to do the math phone. So I would, if you paid 30 for this, I would be fine. Rob said 25.
Yeah.
That is 50% more than this wine cost.
That's kind of like Bonanza.
That's crazy, though, to think that you could charge 50% more for this wine and you would be like, I did not get ripped off. That's a major feather in its cap.
Bonanza tastes like a wine that costs 40% more, which is $28. There's that, mm-hmm. And we think this is 50% to 60% more. But we're suckers for this. I mean, it's such a nice departure.
I was going to say this is Scott's dream
wheelhouse,
and it also is not all that different. This is why Becky likes it. It's not all that different.
It doesn't have a lot of funk in it
than Chile, because Chilean wines are emulating this style. That's what that's like.
I would agree. I was trying to think when I was drinking this, minus the subtlety of it, what would lend me to know this was French. I love doing that exercise because we do so much blind tasting.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would go to France because it's such a subtle, all the flavors are so subtle and there's such a variety of flavors in it that nuances are so French. But I didn't know if there's anything else that you all would pick out to be decidedly
just
French.
Just the minerality. The minerality. Was what
That's
would,
where you would
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, you can get tricked by that sometimes. But this, just the body of it, because yeah. This is not full bodied.
No.
It's a full, nice medium body.
But full bodied is heresy. You
in
know?
France.
I mean, that isn't what, you're not looking
not
for these
do.
Big weighty bombs. It's elegance.
Those mm-hmm. two things would point me that direction.
Absolutely.
Do you know what else is going on here? Are you starting to pick up a little leather on the finish a little bit?
Well, I mean, anytime you're talking about the minerality and the herbaceousness that this wine reflects, and then the way the tannins come in, one could make that connection. It's not something that jumps off the page to me.
On the finish is where I'm getting a little
let me
bit.
Try. Let me drink some more to find out.
No kidding, right? So while Rob's delving into my observation, you know, I wouldn't describe these tannins as silky.
You would or would not?
Not.
Uh-huh.
I would call them almost grippy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are borderline chewy tannins.
Mm-hmm.
This with these tannins, really should be able to take a little time.
I thought similarly, Scott. It is a little bit of a silky mouthfeel leading into the tannins.
Yes.
But it's not a silky tannin. It's chewy to me.
Yeah.
Several of those reviews talked about it being silky, and I wouldn't say that at all. I would say chewy.
Yeah. The good tannins, love them. Mm-hmm. They're
yep.
brilliant. But, you know, it's got that wonderful mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... Would you call the mouthfeel silky on the front side?
I would.
Yeah. Borderline.
I think it's silky, especially because it is such a marked contrast from the later half of the wine
mm-hmm.
that I think it makes it be even silkier tasting, like lean even more that way because it contrasts so much, which is, again, really nice. You do not see that often where you have, like, one mouthfeel that changes into another.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
That's
very nice.
You know my biggest critique of this wine, though, is it's not a 1.5 liter. I would – wouldn't you – if you saw – a 1.5 liter of this for $28, $30. Wouldn't you buy a couple? I would.
To put back.
Well, I mean.
Four years?
4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
max.
Yeah.
Not 15, but simply because it's fucking tasty. It's in our wheel. And some things, folks, some things just lend to your tastes. And this is one of those wines. If you like Chilean Cabernets, you're going to like this wine. If you like French, naturally, you'd like this wine. But anything that is old school, you know, Heights. Heights isn't the minerality that this really exhibits. It doesn't go that way. But if you like rustic things, if you like things that remind you of the way things used to be, if, you know, wine-wise, I'm not talking about fascism. I'm not talking about Trump and his moron people. But, by the way...
The way things used to be.
Bad luck, buddy. Anyway.
Ow.
Well, take some Tylenol. It's not real. Just wait. If you hold on after the election, it'll disappear. That's what I've been told.
Yeah, well, by him.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway. Still. You know, we should drink Trump wine just to have solidarity with him. Which isn't bad, by the way.
We liked it.
Yes, we did.
We liked it.
It was Bordeaux style. It was Bordeaux style. I mean, you know.
I am a little bit upset that the back of the wine bottle says that this would be good with barbecue. That's so offensive.
What barbecue would this be good with?
I know.
Ribs?
I think this wine with a nice charcuterie board
yes.
is just so spot on and yeah. lovely.
Yes.
It just is like, when can we get another bottle? When can we set up that evening? Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, that's to me what it screams for. I cannot believe it says barbecue on the back.
Well, of course
it is.
That's
so dumb. I like want to knock it down 2 points for that.
Well,
so
it just shows that they're marketing this wine to
us Americans.
But they started off with charcuterie. American thing? Barbecue. Perfect. Put it on the label.
Their first choice was the charcuterie.
Well, once again, though, barbecue is different in different countries. So it doesn't mean it doesn't have necessarily barbecue sauce.
Maybe it means grilled or something.
Grilled meats. That's what they're talking about, I think.
Hmm. Let's hope. Let's just go with that so we don't have to be angry.
Korean barbecue, what's that? That's not, you don't put barbecue sauce on that shit. Well, it's just grilled meats. So
in my mind, when I see barbecue, I'm thinking like you're wearing a bib, you have those little hand wipes, and then you're drinking this wine. That's what I'm mentally.
I'm pretty sure that's not what it is. But nevertheless.
I would say that's their view of Americans eating barbecue, though.
Oh, yes. Yes. They're like, this is good with a basket of riblets at Applebee's. No, it's not. So.
It'd be better than the wine you can get at Applebee's.
That's true.
To pair.
That's true. That's true. Well, folks, we're going to take a break because, you know, we have things to do, things to talk about, and all those things will happen when we come back here on the Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So in tonight's potpourri, we're going to go around the room. And what we're going to do is disclose the dumbest thing that occurred to you this week. The dumbest thing that you have witnessed, been a part of, or perhaps done in Scott's actual case during the past week or 2 weeks.
Okay.
We don't need to know about certain things, Scott, though. But just, you know, try to censor it as best you can. This is a family show.
Since when?
I don't know. It's a fucked up family. Boy. Hey, kids, let's listen to the Wine Vault. What's slapdick mean, Mom? Well, your dad and I found that. Never mind. Go ahead, Scott. You're first. Keep it clean. Don't say slapdick. See, I don't.
I took some time off to do a staycation and just do what I would call a punch out list around the house. Just odds and ends that needed taken care of, and one of which was going around and some of the doors we installed and put on all the screws in them. So just going in and installing screws and came to the last door, which was our front door. Beautiful door. Has side lights. And my sorry ass forgot that on these hinges, I needed to use shorter screws. So when I installed the next to last hinge screw, I busted the side light with a screw that was too long. But so that was dumb. But as despondent as I was never happier when I called my buddy who I went to high school with. He's in the golf league with me. And when I told him the story, he said, "Don't worry about it. It happens all the time. We can take care of this." Because I envisioned having to take the door and you know, reinstall a new door. No, it's manufactured in a way where you can replace the side light. So I was saved from my own fucking stupidity. So that was the stupidest thing I've seen. Although I did get to witness nonviolent protest in the form of vehicles with flags on them driving around the city when I was on the way to my granddaughter's soccer match.
It's America. Trump 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool. There wasn't really any violence other than the violent accidents.
There was
on the way there and the way back, I saw 7 accidents involving participants in the
they ran
parade.
Ran into each other?
It looked like, I don't think I saw a single accident that looked like involved people with flags on their vehicles.
Mm.
But, so, was there a pattern that there was a vehicle that didn't have flags on it and one that did? There was one, it apparently looked like one vehicle was pulled over by themselves. It had multiple policemen with them, and it looked like they were being pulled over because it was not roadworthy.
That's a shock.
It was
I can't believe that.
Jacked up off-road truck.
I got my pickup truck. Yes, sir. I'm here on the Trump parade. Isn't that what that's called, a Trump parade? I'm going to drive my pickup truck, and I got my flags off the back because it's America, and I'm tired of these Libby left-wing Antifa socialist communist no-good sons of bitches.
Snowflakes.
You're telling me how to live, because if I want to make out with my cousin, I can do that. Not that I would, but he's pretty handsome. That thing ain't wrong with that. I'm not going to marry him because that's wrong. But that's okay. Yeah. That's right.
And
hey, wait a minute.
When we got on the highway.
Where's the Grifone? I need to drink some of that.
Grifone.
Pinch said it works for him, and I don't know. He said it's a treatment for it. He's like, man, I'm going to be president. I'm not going to be president, but man. You just look at that haircut of Pinch, you're like, yeah. Yes, sir, I know what's going on there. That's right. You're a very well-groomed man, I can tell, you know, but. Handsome man. Good physique. That's Pence.
Physique?
Yeah. Physique. I don't even know what that means.
Physique?
I didn't want to say he had a nice body. That would have sounded crazy. Weird.
We saw this flag on a Trump car.
Yes.
And it was a white flag, and it had, what are Christmas tree's real name? Evergreen tree?
Sure.
A tree.
And it said something, what did it say? Something towards heaven?
I don't know.
And so I wanted to know what it was, but I was, like, actually scared to Google because I was afraid we'd get put on a list.
All the words
were
spelled wrong on the flag.
Trust me, you're married to Rob. You're already on a list.
So accurate.
Why is that?
But the whatever the group is, they date themselves back to George Washington.
I do.
As being one of his 6 lieutenant descendants. And they are all about revolution.
Yes.
Back to Washington, but I just feel like it's so weird, and like I'll see signs that say stuff like no more bullshit, vote for Trump 2020, and I'm like, why is that your slogan? It would be different if you were electing him into office, but when he's the current one, why are you wanting a revolution? And if he's the current president, why are you saying no more bullshit? Like, it should be the opposite.
Well, and it's so weird for me because the first time I saw the no more bullshit was related to a movement to fund the post office.
Yeah, I saw that too.
You know,
but then he's taken it because I'm like, you can't.
Well,
support
or
the
they
post-
have.
I don't know. Maybe they were just like, I like the word bullshit.
That's right. Are you saying we don't make sense? Are you saying we're stupid?
Well,
are you saying we're deplorables? Because that worked. That didn't work last time you said that shit about us. Because damn it, we're Americans.
I was traveling north to a golf course. I went golfing with Papa Kent this week. And it's the first time I saw it. Yes, I'm deplorable. I'm still voting for Trump.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Was it a bumper sticker?
No, it was a poster in their yard.
They made that themselves.
Didn't look like
it. Did they spell deplorable correctly? Did you spell check that? When they wrote it, was there like a little red squiggly line underneath it?
Like, did you whoops! See those pictures? So I don't know when this is going to air. Hopefully really soon.
Deplorable.
But they showed Trump at Walter Reed working. Did you see those pictures that they sent to the AP?
He was signing
a blank piece of paper.
It's like,
and then
Hey, asshole, you're sick. You are sick. It's fine. Lay
no
in bed.
Mask. You have no mask on, and you're signing a blank
just,
piece of paper.
But just lay in bed.
The other hilarious thing is he did this stupid parade around Walter Reed to wave to his fans.
Yeah.
Dumbest shit I've ever seen. But then someone on Twitter was like, have you all ever had a baby that wouldn't stop crying and you just put them in the car and drive them around until they calm
Becky,
down?
But you look.
Like, Becky's having way too much fun.
Becky, so accurate.
Those 15 people were so happy to see him. I mean, wow.
And, you know.
I roll.
But.
He's American. He's tough. He ain't. There's no more bullshit. All these damn left-wing Libby snowflakes.
Yes, he wasn't. He there's no two ways that he wasn't doing that to benefit anybody but himself. But he does give people pleasure, and you know you're at Walter Reed,
not Stormy Daniels. He was a little insufficient for her, but still.
It just reminds
pretty sure
me
Melania's
so much.
Not that happy either.
No, what's that?
It just reminds me so much of something North Korea would do to prove that their president is still alive.
Yes.
That's just, whenever I saw that, I was like.
But in fairness to Trump, they have to do that a lot. Is he dead?
Every other day.
He was for a while, but now he's back to life. And would you really want that fat muffin? Do you really need to prove that fat guy is still alive? Does it matter?
Which fat guy are you talking about?
Well, one is a federal crime to suggest, the other one isn't. So the one that isn't, the Korean one, it's the North Korean one. The other guy, but still, you know, if you ever notice the Pence's haircut, he has the sides, obviously, but, you know, like the dictator over there, I mean, it's very, very cropped, very like, I don't know.
Yeah, you saw it too, did you? You're thinking that too. You need that Bianco. That's what you need.
I want us to finish the potpourri and do our scores because I am so anxious to hear what scores are.
But I haven't talked
and
about
how close I was to being right.
I haven't talked about the dumbest thing I saw this weekend. And what I saw, apparently.
Neither did Becky.
I was out in public, which is always a bad thing for people.
Yeah.
And this person was trying to talk. Becky, you tell it better than me. Why don't you tell the story?
This weekend, we were in a setting, socially distanced. I don't want to give too many particulars.
Oh, give the particulars.
But we were there with our family. So it was me and Rob.
Outdoor,
yeah. We were far apart. But we were there. It was like Henry, me, Luke, William.
But Henry was engaged in something.
In an activity.
Soccer game.
What? And we were at a soccer game.
This other mother said to Rob, you and I would really get along. She said, you and I are a lot alike.
Well, what happened was there was this lady that was up off the road in this soccer field, sits down off the road, and probably about 100 yards away, up a little ridge, there's the road. This woman had parked her car on the road, and she's standing there talking into the phone, not with her up to her ear, down looking at the phone. And she starts yelling at the phone. We can hear her plain as day. They put my phone number on Facebook. I'm going to call the cops.
And it was like a megaphone over the field.
And I look over. I was like, you know, does she understand that for someone to hear her on her cell phone, she doesn't yell into the phone. She just can say that she's going to call the cops because apparently somebody put her phone number on Facebook.
And that lady just thought Rob was so funny.
Well, what happened then? A sheriff's deputy pulls up next to that
moments
woman
later
and tells her she has to move her car because that's a no parking zone. But that's hilarious. It's like, oh, there's the cops.
Yeah.
But anyway, this mother apparently thought that because this dope was yelling into her phone that you don't have to deal on the phone and parked illegally, that those two things are true, that I wanted to speak to her at all. I don't even fucking know who she is. All I know is that she was wearing, like, soccer ball earrings, which already told me something about her.
It upset Rob a lot. They were fine.
Didn't upset me. It just told me something about her. It's like a tell in poker. I knew that she was a dipshit. because it's like, oh, I'm going to soccer, so I should wear soccer-themed apparel. No, you shouldn't. Because,
she
first of all,
fine. No, no stop. She looked fine. She was there with her sister. She looked fine. She and her sister were like a cougar den on Rob. They were all over him from 6 feet away.
If a cougar den was filled with women that looked like men.
Rob, no.
They were not attractive women.
That's fine. But anyway.
I'm sorry if that offends people, but they weren't.
After that.
That make a difference.
After she...
What?
Had decided that she and Rob were boyfriend and girlfriend. Then she proceeded to unload on Rob about their family's medical history. That they had just recently recovered from COVID. Like in the past couple weeks. And they had been inside their home for quite an extended period of time. Rob doesn't even remember this.
No, I wasn't part of this conversation because I didn't know she was talking to me. I just didn't even hear any of these words. Around. It could have been a chattering chipmunk, as far as I have
like
no
she
idea.
Was coming to you as like for what, you to talk
she,
to her son.
Was she really talking to me?
Yes.
I never
she
heard.
She was flirting with you.
But I never was looking at her. I'm looking like over here and she's talking
you
to me.
Watching her
that's what
play.
She likes that. She likes that kind of treatment. You were ignoring
so then,
her. I wasn't ignoring her. I didn't know that she existed.
She said that
even
her,
better.
Because she's a deplorable.
So then she told you about how they had been home for such a long time.
Did they? Apparently, maybe she was talking to you. Did you ever think about that?
I no.
Oh, wow.
She was mansplaining it to Becky?
No, I think she was telling Rob because she like wanted Rob to be a father figure to that kid. I don't want any more than that. And so she was telling Rob that he's had a really hard time in soccer and in school lately. Because they've been home for so long, and now he has a lot of anger issues.
I have no idea that this was ever even said.
I think she was saying it in the hopes that, like, you could help her family. But anyways, later Henry told me, so Henry's seven, right? Seven years old. This little boy has been kicked out of practice twice for saying the F word. That's a lot at seven.
It's a lot at nine. But the point is, I have no idea. But then again, we had people over that were also there recently. And they both heard all of this as well. So, and they were further down than me. They were
6 feet on the other side of us.
Which, you know, they knew the whole conversation. And I'm completely clueless to any of this.
Clueless is correct.
It's
a beautiful thing that she said, you and I have a lot in common. We'll get along just fine. This is the person that is screaming at the top of her lungs about calling the police.
No,
apparently different. Calls the police.
Scott, this is a different. That was somebody else.
That's how
she
they
was. She thought that me saying that about somebody else
meant they were the same.
Yeah.
Oh.
But then she was headed out. It's hard because we don't want to give any names to keep everyone straight.
But I don't
but
know her name, so it's
she
okay.
She said after that she was like, "We have to hurry out to 270 because we're headed to the Trump parade."
I didn't hear any of this.
She was giggling. When she told you that.
She wasn't talking to me.
Okay.
She could have been.
Her sister were giggling and telling you that. They were like a cougar den to you.
They were gyrating their hips. Suggestively.
They were so excited. What's so funny though about this.
I'd rather kiss Hank.
What's so funny like about this story is that we still have a long time left in soccer. Like we're committed through the spring. And this mom is going to talk to Rob all the time. Like, she thinks they're friends. Yes. She's going to sit by you. She's going to talk to you. And it's going to be.
Becky's
going
to save a spot for
her. So great.
Well, you know what's great about this? I have a superpower that I'm a complete asshole.
You are.
That's what's.
And I have no remorse ever. So,
but I don't think
he does
have
remorse, folks.
No, I don't.
He does.
I don't think that would be a turnoff for her, though. I think it would just encourage her more.
You see, but I don't have qualms in telling people to go fuck themselves.
You're not going to tell a mom that. Anyways,
you don't know.
Let's get into scoring this one.
We will, because, well, that's what we do here. As soon as we come back, though, here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So the Chateau Larouche Bordeaux Rouge Supérieur. We're going to go around the room. We're going to get some reviews. Now, we have guessed what our co-presenters' scores have been, but we'll reveal those after.
It's a new game.
The scores have been given.
Yeah.
So the Triple B is the first to go. Becky, what is your score? And I think I'm wrong, so.
Really?
I think I went low for you.
So I, to me, the two most impressive things, the most impressive thing about this wine is how it has a silky mouthfeel, and then it goes into chewy tannins. To me, that is really, really impressive, especially in a wine that is going to be very nuanced. Like, you're not going to have a lot of sharp contrast. And this is, it's not, you know, all of a sudden it stops, it leads you into it, but it just is really nice, really impressive. I'm also a big fan of the blueberry, like I said. That, to me, is just such a nice treat in this wine,
mm-hmm.
To have the blue fruit. I'm a really big fan of that. Minerality is not my jam, but I can appreciate it. I understand that that's kind of a hallmark of French wine. But I am a fan of this. Like I said, this with a charcuterie board would just be such a lovely, lovely evening. I honestly don't know, like, what else you could ask for out of this wine. Like, yeah. I just think it is really performing at the top of its...
For what it is, you
yes,
mean?
Yes, yeah. It is just really... like, I would honestly give this an exceeds expectations. It's very nice. For it to be under $20, there is so much going on in this wine. Very, very well done. So I'm giving this an 88, a very high 88. And I would definitely, I think we should buy it again. We should buy it. We have never bought it. Scott mm-hmm. bought it.
I'm torn.
Natalie and Bruglia torn?
Yes, exactly that type of torn.
No one ever mentions her.
Not enough, at least.
She doesn't even mention her.
No, she does.
Does she?
She mentions herself all the time.
I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel.
She's torn.
Boy, that song was on the radio.
It was on the radio a lot.
Every time you're like, where is there a bus I can step in front of?
Well,
you know. Go ahead.
She is, it can be a little depressing.
It's not depressing, it's just not good.
She's fine. It's just a little depressing.
Natasha Benefield or Bennyfield. What the fuck was her name?
Natasha Bedingfield, I think that's right.
The most cliched lyrics ever in the history of the world.
Yeah, awful. Yes.
Terrible.
I didn't care for that.
No. Sarah Bialis.
I want to give Barry this Ellis. A 90, but I'm not going to. 89. I'm not sure why I'm not giving this a 90. Because as Becky said, I don't know what more this could deliver.
Some things are just an 89 because that's what they are.
Yeah.
It does everything that you want it to do. And that's enough. Sometimes an 89 is enough.
Yeah, an 89 is a good score. But this wine is wonderful. You know, and we talked about blueberries. You know what this reminds me of? Dried blueberries, which are a little different flavor than a blueberry pop of a fresh blueberry. I love the minerality. And it's... In the mid-palate, it's almost nondescript what it is. You know, we didn't call it flint. We didn't call it this. We didn't call it that. Rob mentioned the herbaceousness of the minerality.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it had a little more of that herbaceousness. I guess I wish you could pick out, you know, oregano or a thyme or something like that. But what I love about this wine is the tannins.
Mm-hmm.
Just raw. They grab you, and on the finish, you know, and maybe I'm the only one who picks it out, but I think the minerality changes to a little leather, almost like saddle leather, and it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful little wine, and I think I think they nailed it. This is a Bordeaux value wine that spectacular's maybe a little much.
Yeah.
But for the price point, this is a really good representation of Bordeaux.
It is lovely. And my score is also an 89. Ooh. The thing about this wine, you don't want it to be anything other than what it is. Mm-hmm. Everything is in balance. Often, wines that are in balance are perfect. The structure just doesn't have a high enough ceiling. Mm. It is the best version of itself. I think, weren't you saying something like that, Becky? Yeah, but itself has a length. It's not overtly long. And we do notice it has complexity, but to suggest that it's complex might be a stretch. It has layers, but it's not something that's wildly done. You can tell it's a slightly less expensive wine, however, done to the best that that style could be done. Yeah. It isn't Saint Emilion's. It isn't Graves. It isn't an AOC.
It's not
complex. A Bordeaux Supérieur. It's not even a Cru Bourgeois. It's below that. So, I mean, we gave Old De Leon 90s. It's 1 point higher.
Right.
And Old De Leon is 1 point better.
At least.
And we love it. But I would buy this, again, easily. Easy. Maybe it's going to be a total wine. I don't know. I think I'm going to buy some, just go through the Bordeaux sections and buy some fun stuff like that at Total Wine when I'm down there in a couple weeks.
And they do have a nice Bordeaux section.
Yeah, like this price range. Just go through and buy that kind of stuff. Because you know what? That's what's fun. Buy it. So, 289s and 88. And the question is, what did we all believe?
Does this go to the Value Price Hall of Fame at
$17? Yes. I think so, yeah. I would nominate
it. For a Bordeaux? 100%. Yes. Right?
Yep. Absolutely. Value Price Hall of Fame. What did we guess?
I guessed Rob 88, Scott 89.
Ooh, we have a winner. Because Rob already said he was low on Triple B, and I was low too.
Okay, what'd you say?
I said you 84 and Wine Guy 87.
Oh.
Okay, you lost. Well, because I said Scott.
I didn't anticipate. Anyway.
Well, yeah. Becky is one because I said 88 for Scott, 1 point off. And Becky in 87, 1 point off. You were only, so I was 2 points off. You were 1 point off.
Just nailed
Yay!
It.
Yep.
I get a little point somewhere.
No, you actually, the next time there's a fringe wine, you are the, what do we say she is? The quorum, or no, the.
So the next time that there's a fringe decision on does it make it or not to the Hall of Fame.
I can.
She's the veto. Until
I'm the guillotine
next show, and you know, one of us wins, and I don't think you're gonna win if you think Becky was gonna give us an 84. You were really rushing judging her, weren't you?
I didn't think she would like this because of the minerality,
not an 84 bad.
Oh, that's where I was going.
Jesus, that's pretty bad, man.
I know. I'm like really thinking about how Scott feels about me as a judge on the wine bottle.
I mean, if a raccoon took a shit in the bottle, it would be maybe that.
Well, I just didn't think you would care for...
Not a possum. Not a possum, of course.
Bo even came over to console me.
Yeah, he thinks... Well. He's like, Scott, how could you do that?
With those eyes. Yeah.
He really is. He did give you a look. He's like,
that's because he wants me to rub his belly again.
You're an asshole, Scott. You besmirched my marvel.
He would pick Scott every day over the week except for today.
Possibly. Oh, he knows she's hurt.
Thank you, Bobo.
84. Once again, another game that you suck at. I should make you take a swig of the White Zin for that. I know.
But think how long that will be open and we'll be taking swigs.
I'll vacuum seal it. Yeah. You think it's going to make a difference? It's going to be bad, then really bad.
Room temperature Livingston White Zinfandel.
It's been open for 3 months.
I'll take a swig. I'll take my punishment. I lost the game.
No, I get a veto power on the hall.
Unless you lose. So it only happens. So the next show we have when we do this,
we'll do this again.
Are you all going to write down each other's scores when it's just you two?
No.
No. Because Scott will, once again. Because
then you would always lose the thing. That wouldn't be fair to you.
Well, I know, but I never expected you all to be fair to me.
Hey, I'm fair to you all the time. He's the one not fair to you.
You gave her an 84.
It was a game. It was just a score.
Aha, I got her leftover wine. So, folks.
Delicious.
The Chateau Larouc, Bordeaux Superieur. Tip of the cap. Well tip done.
Yeah. Absolutely. Ducourt.
Nice. We like the wine. We recommend it highly. It is in the Value Price Hall of Fame.
If you can find other Ducourt stuff, I would try
give
it.
Give it a whirl.
I would try it.
So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu and see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.